Sometimes God appears to withdraw. One minute we're basking in his presence. We can take the world on single-handed. The next we're like Joseph, down a pit. Darkness, misery, where did it all go? It's part of the training. What we are experiencing is he's moving us from feeling to faith. You know about the three cats, of course, walking along the wall. The one in front called fact, the next one called faith, and the third one's feeling. And all the time faith kept his eyes on fact, he was all right. But when he looked round at feeling, they both fell off. Moral, don't look at your feelings. He gives us an experience of himself, and just as we're set to camp there enjoying the experience, like Peter, shall we build three tabernacles, Lord, on the Mount of Transfiguration, he moves the scenery and it all goes dark, very dark. Now he wants us to learn to live, not by feelings, the next meeting, the next conference, the next encounter, the next laying on of hands, but faith, raw faith. God says it. I believe it. That settles it. Faith. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not so good. It's here that we learn that the valley is the place where we grow, not the mountaintop. You can't live on mountaintop experiences. Ask Pete. He wanted to camp there. We have to have that most recent experience of him taken away so as he can give us something better, something more of himself. An absolute cast iron certainty that he is as he says he is, whether we feel it or not. Hope, steadfast and certain. Whether the situation changes or not, it doesn't matter. We trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. That testing time has to come. After manifestation comes hiddenness, surely as day follows night. Ah, light first, followed by darkness. He's done it before, now we see. Perfect submission, all is at rest. Lord, I trust you. I don't understand, but I trust you. He loves that.